Welcome to your daily devotional for February 5th. Defending the New Testament canon. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. The word canon comes from the Greek root word meaning reed, which would be used to measure something. It eventually came to mean standard. The early church followed three basic principles to determine whether a New Testament book was truly inspired by the Holy Spirit. First, the human author of the book had to be an apostle or a close associate of an apostle. This would require a first century date of writing. All four of the Gospels have internal evidence that proves a date of writing prior to 70 AD. Second, the book had to have already been universally accepted in the churches. In other words, the councils were simply listing the books that had already been considered divinely inspired. Third, the book had to be in agreement doctrinally with the other recognized inspired writings, as well as the entire Old Testament. Remember, both Jesus Christ and his disciples claimed Jesus to be God on the basis of fulfillment of Old Testament scripture. Since God by definition cannot lie, there would of necessity be a perfect consistency there. Paul, John, and Peter, all apostles, claim the inspiration of God in their writings. Paul quotes Matthew, Luke, and Peter, affirming them to be scripture. Not only were all the New Testament writers apostles or close associates of apostles, all of these writings agree on every point because God inspired them. For instance, the divinity of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is attested throughout the pages of the New Testament. Where there may seem to be contradictions, what we really have is complementary statements which illustrate the same truths. We can know for certain that the New Testament was both already written and being used as authoritative scripture because of the testimony of the early church fathers. Both Polycarp and Ignatius, writing in 110 AD, reference as authoritative scripture no less than 11 books each. Justin Martyr, Irenaeus, and others attest to the widely recognized canonicity of several of the New Testament books. Tatian was the first on record to attempt a harmony of the four Gospels in 160 AD, based upon the recognition in the churches of the fact that there were four and only four scriptural Gospels. Origen of Alexandria, writing in the early 3rd century, was the first to clearly affirm the canonicity of all 27 New Testament books, although it was not until the Council of Carthage in 397 AD that the New Testament canon was formally ratified. Today, challenges to the authority of the New Testament canon are being mounted. And this is no new thing. Back in the 1st century, the early Christian Gnostics believed that God imparts secret knowledge, which was available only to those in the know. This was so prevalent that the first epistle of John is written against this backdrop. Notice the number of times he uses the word know in that letter. This type of teaching flies in the face of Jesus' own openness in his teaching, the public nature of his death, and the fact that there were a number of witnesses to the resurrected Lord. 1 Corinthians was written only 20 years after Christ's death, and the Apostle Paul challenges his readers to check out his assertion by asking those of the 500 brethren who are still alive at the date of writing. Unfortunately, men and women of all ages oppose the truth. Being sinners by nature, they will find ways around Christ so as not to be accountable and to maintain their own pride. Challenging the canon is one way this is done, and it is done behind the mask of enlightened, intelligent, open-minded thinking. We will now briefly address some of the more commonly espoused writings by groups such as the Jesus Seminar, who have set about their own renewal of the old brand of critical study of the Scripture. Right off the bat, these purveyors of heresy dismiss the miraculous providence of God in preserving his writings, and often the miraculous altogether. We begin with the infancy Gospel of Thomas, and this does not meet the apostle apostolic authorship qualification, as it cannot be dated before 150 AD, And further and worse, it imputes a sin nature to Jesus, which contradicts the Bible. Next, we have the Gospel of Thomas. Again, we cannot date this prior to the second century. Neither was it accepted in the early churches as inspired. So-called scholars today date it very early without any evidence whatsoever because it contains many of the same sayings as we find in the Gospels. Well, this writer, masquerading as an apostle, not only did quote legitimate Gospels, but he also wrote things that clearly contradict Scripture. For instance, he quotes the Lord as saying that every woman who will make herself male will enter into the kingdom of heaven, saying 1:14b. Say what? That clearly contradicts Genesis 1:27 and Galatians 3:28. Now we have the Gospel of Philip and the Gospel of Mary, falsely attributed to Mary Magdalene. The first implies earthly relations between Jesus and Mary, and the second implies female superiority in the early church. First of all, both can only be dated to the late 2nd century, so the authors could not have been apostles or close associates of them. Second, neither passes the doctrinal test. Jesus' love was pure, and his divinity and sinlessness sets him apart from his creation and created beings. Male headship within the family and the church was also maintained in the New Testament based upon creation order. With few exceptions, the Didache, for instance, these writings are heretical, not worthy of reading. Thank God that he has seen fit to preserve his word and make it readily available to us. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Now, I know today's devotional was pretty technical, and if you've heard it in the audio version here, I encourage you to take a read of it. There are dozens of scriptures annotated throughout this devotional today. A little bit heavy, but these things are very important for the Christian to know and to understand, especially as he or she goes out into the world with all of the foolish and vain philosophies of men. Well, Godspeed to you, and have a blessed day.